teachers, it's Tim here, and welcome back to another episode of the Topcast. With a very special welcome to my Top Music Pro teachers out there. In fact, today is a really special episode because tomorrow, if you're watching or listening to this as it goes live on the 12th of March, tomorrow the 13th is the 5th birthday of Top Music Pro membership. I can't believe it's been 5 years since we started this community, and it's been such an amazing journey that we've all enjoyed. And so today we're going to unpack some of that journey, the genesis of the community, what's been happening, and what the future holds. And it's particularly exciting because I thought we can't let a birthday go past without something very special happening. And so as part of the birthday celebrations, we are running a 3-day flash sale. It starts today. So if you're not yet a Top Music Pro member and you've been sitting on the fence for a while about it, now is going to be the best chance you've ever had to get involved and join us. I'm going to give you some more details about what the offer is at the end of this episode. So let's get into today's episode, and I'd like to tell you some of what brought about me building Top Music Pro 5 years ago, actually a bit over 5 years ago now, and what's changed, how you can benefit from being a teacher, and sharing some stories and some of the background to the community. So the story actually starts way back in 2010. It probably starts even earlier than that, but I decided to become a music teacher, a piano teacher, about 2007 or six, and do it properly. I'd always been teaching, and I'd been a music teacher in classrooms for many years, but I decided that I wanted to try music teaching at piano as well. And so I started, as we all do, putting out my advertising and feelers and seeing if I could get some students, really taking on anyone that I could find. I remember I had a family of four girls who I taught 30 minutes to all in a row on a Saturday morning. I rode my motorcycle over to their house and did it over at their house. I had older students over 70. I had really young ones down to seven. I taught the mother of one of the seven-year-olds as well. I mean, I just took on everybody, and I'm sure many of you can associate with that because it's how we all start. We want to get as many students as we can. We really take on everyone we can. And then over time, you start refining the kind of student that you really want. But anyway, one of these students I took on, his name was Henry, and he was going for a grade four exam here in Australia. And I had never taught an exam student. Really had no idea what I was doing. Until then, all the students I was working with were really just doing it for fun, or they were beginners. And so I wasn't too worried about how I was teaching. I kind of just taught what I thought was right and what I remember my teacher teaching me. Again, you may resonate with this story. But then Henry came along, and I suddenly realized I was quite out of my depth. Yes, I'd done my own examination studies right up to grade six as a child, but teaching it, teaching the grades and making sure you understand what the examiners are going to be looking for was another whole thing. So I went back searching, and I asked my mum if she still had the contact details from my childhood teacher. Her name's Miss Mack. Some of you will remember me talking about her. I've got such a strong connection with her. She's just been an amazing person in my life. So I reconnected with Miss Mack. She'd been retired for some time then. She was blown out of the water by me getting in touch with her because, to be honest, I wasn't the most amazing student. I started with her at age eight, and I progressed quite rapidly. And by the time I was 12, I did my grade six piano exam. I'd skipped most of the grades. I did grade one, three, and six, I think. And I really had enough of the classical music by that stage, and wanted to go and learn jazz. So after those years, when I was about 12, I then, age 13, I moved away from her and started learning jazz with one of Melbourne's great jazz teachers, Steve Settergreen. And I did that for about 3 years before I got into musical theatre, and then the story takes all sorts of other turns. But I enjoyed piano, but I really enjoyed making music more, and I had a synthesizer, and I liked sampling, and I liked composing and creating and all of those things more than trying to get a good technique. So just put it out there, I wasn't the most amazing student, but Miss Mack was amazing to me. And again, she was so open when I came back to her and said, "Oh, Miss Mack, can you help me? I've got this student, he's doing his grade four exam, I've got no idea what to do." And she taught hundreds of students, all the different grades. And she said, "Tim, I would be absolutely delighted. And she took me on this journey over a summer here of teaching me everything that I could possibly need to know about teaching all the exam repertoire. She got out all her books. She helped me annotate the scores. She showed me how she would go about teaching these things, where she would start, what she would focus on, what the examiners are looking for here and there. She suggested I go and have lessons with other people. She told me about masterclasses that are on. I went and watched those. I went to lectures. I went to any kind of events I could possibly find. I went and watched lots and lots of incredibly talented performers perform. I presented myself for masterclasses. I did just everything I could possibly do to learn as much as I could. And I don't know if you've had times in your life where you've just gone all in on something like this. I was just so passionate about it and so focused. I wanted to absorb everything I possibly could. And she provided me just the most incredible background and experience. And she later told me that it really gave her a second life, I think she said. She was actually so happy to do it because she could see the potential of having her legacy live on again with some of the things that she was passing on to me. And she opened so many doors and she gave me so much confidence that I needed. At the time, music teaching was much more closed door and very classical than it is now. And that's, you know, 10 to 12 years ago. And at about 2010, I started blogging. And I wanted to blog because I wanted to put my ideas down on paper. All the ideas I was getting from these lectures and masterclasses, all the things I was reading online, little workshops I was doing, I wanted to get the ideas I was learning down on paper because it helps me learn better. I don't know if others of you find the same thing. Just note-taking can be great, but then actually putting that into words can really cement the knowledge in your head. And so I just thought, well, I might just start writing this stuff down. So I started the blog, and little did I know the kind of traction that it would get all these years later that have allowed me to build it into Top Music Co.
Top Music is not chicken about tackling difficult teaching topics.
Top Music doesn't horse around when it comes to customer service. Keep moving forward, Top Music.
Happy birthday, Top Music. Hey, Christopher here from Musical U, and just wanted to send the very warmest birthday wishes over to everyone at Top Music, to Tim, Nicola, Barbara, Mauro, Emily, Ruth, and everyone on the team, everyone in the community at Top Music Pro. It's such a wonderful milestone to hit 5 years. Fantastic. Congratulations. Here at Musical U, we have nothing but awe and respect and admiration for everything you guys do to advance music education worldwide, to empower music teachers and through them thousands upon thousands of music students around the world to enjoy learning music more through unlocking their creativity in the act of music making. We love you guys. We're so proud of the collaborations we've had the chance to do with you and look forward to doing much more, I hope, in the years ahead. Congratulations again, onward and upward. Can't wait to see what you guys do in the next 5 years and beyond. Happy birthday.
The funny thing is that 10 to 12 to 15 years ago, I got a number of people would message me or email me and say, why are you sharing all these ideas for free? Why are you giving all this stuff away? I was recording lots of videos and teaching ideas, and people were just awestruck that I would be giving all this away because of this really closed door nature that teachers in both in classrooms but also in music would have. And it's just fantastic now that these long closed classroom doors are swinging open in all areas and teachers are sharing more than ever because there's so much great content out there now. I mean, it's blown my mind how many podcasts have just popped up in the last 6 months even. I think I'm actually was putting together a blog article about them all. I think there's about 15 of them now. When I started, there was one other, I think. And the approach now to teachers sharing things has just exploded, and it's given us all so much valuable content and ideas and strategies and games and lesson plans and things. It has become a much more open and creative environment, I've found. The thing I've learned over the last 10 years is that music teachers have increasingly opened their doors and welcomed both feedback and new ideas. They've refreshed their teaching, they've tried new things and used new resources and books with excitement, whereas before they might have just used one method book with everyone and a select number of pieces or repertoire books. I don't think there's ever been such an exciting time in music education as there is now. So one of the things that started happening as I built the blog was that I'd be getting emails from teachers asking, how do I do this or what do you think about that? And this became more and more common over time, and I started to see some trends. And one of those trends was teachers needing help with pop music teaching. There was really nothing out there to support predominantly classically trained teachers teach students popular music. And by pop, I mean music that was being played on the radio at the moment, not popular styles like Christopher Norton or Dennis Alexander and those kind of contemporary piano composers. Teachers knew more or less what to do with those, but they didn't really know what to do when a kid wanted to play a piece of pop music. So I worked incredibly hard over the course of 6 months or so in preparing my PianoFlix pop piano teaching course. And I remember distinctly one holiday break here in Melbourne. We have 3-week holiday in September. And I did all the recording. I did all the editing, multiple cameras. I had these rubbish mics and I just did it upstairs on my keyboard at the time. And I filmed this course and launched it at the end of 2014. And I remember the closing date for the original sale was New Year's Eve 2014. And I distinctly remember making my first sales just a few days before that, and the feeling of being able to make sales of something that's valuable to other teachers online is an incredible feeling that you'll never forget if you try doing it. It's one of the reasons, actually, I developed my Evolution tier in Top Music Pro membership to help other teachers market, create on and launch online courses and products and services. So if that interests you, what I did with my course there, and you'd like my help creating something of your own, then do come and join us over at topmusicpro.com and have a look at the Evolution tier. It includes my full music teacher startup course, which just takes you step by step through everything I've learned over the course of the last 10 years, actually, in building the Top Music Co brand and membership. Anyway, so that launched and it did incredibly well towards the end of 2014. And then moving into 2015, I thought, I was listening to lots of podcasts actually at the time during all of this. I learned so much about how to run my business from reading books and listening to podcasts. And I thought, well, why don't I start a podcast? So the first episode of the podcast launched in 2015. And it was actually due to my interview of someone for a workshop that came over here. Just randomly, I was asked if I could interview somebody who was coming over. Some other people may have heard this story. And the person I was interviewing said, oh, wow, Tim, I really enjoyed that. That was a great interview. You should do more of that. And I thought, well, why not? I'll give it a shot. And so the podcast I launched in 2015 in February with Daniel McFarlane, episode one. And that was the start of an incredible journey. And I've enjoyed this so much. It's one of the real highlights of what I do. I love the interviews that I have with people, meeting lots of people, getting ideas out there. It's always been a pleasure. So that was 2015. And then during 2015, and by the way, I was teaching full-time all the time I was doing this. I was teaching full-time in schools and then teaching after school and on weekends as well. So I was incredibly flat out. And that came to a bit of a head in 2016, which I'll get to in just one moment.
Hey, Tim and Top Music, I just want to say happy, happy, happy birthday. You guys are amazing. I am absolutely honored to be part of the Tim Topham fan club and super pumped that you guys are doing so great and celebrating your 5th birthday. So thank you. I love being a part of the inner circle and connecting with all the magical teachers inside the Top Music program. So have a great day and happy birthday.
Congratulations and happy birthday, Top Music Pro. It's hard to believe that it has been 5 years. Thank you for making such a positive impact in the music teacher world. And here's to many more years. And now, here is a little birthday song that I made especially for you.
Happy, happy birthday. 5 whole years.
Okay, it's Noah Bronson, but I hope you enjoyed it. Have a happy birthday.
So what I realized during the course of 2015 was that people needed more help. They were taking my course, but I was getting lots of email questions. And I, of course, only had a one-way dialogue with all these people. And I thought, well, this doesn't scale very well. I wanted to be able to answer questions that everyone could see the answers to. And the best way to do that would be to create some kind of community or forum where everyone could ask their questions and I could answer them publicly. Everyone could see the answers. So that got me starting to think about a membership model. And that was early 2015 as these email questions started to come through. And I started getting questions on all sorts of different topics because the word got out about PianoFlix, the teaching pop piano course. People wanted me to build courses on all sorts of other things and answer more questions. And so I thought maybe the membership is the way to go. So I started listening to and learning about memberships as much as I possibly could. I was listening to people like Amy Porterfield and Pat Flynn. And then later on, other people, Rick Mulready, there was, I can't think of all of them. But this is before any of the membership platforms that some of you may know about, the Kajabis and things were around. It was really the infancy of the membership movement, which has become, of course, much more popular today. So I started working on how a membership might look in the second half of 2015 through to March 2016. And as you know, this is the fifth birthday, so it was March 13th, 2016, that I officially launched Top Music Pro membership. And a month before that, I'd actually invited a group of beta testers to join us. And some of them will be listening today. I know that because many of them are actually still with us today. And we had, I think, 20 or 30 beta testers come in on that first round. And they were people that had been following me and had been involved in the PianoFlix course. And we'd had emails back and forth. And I just said to all my email lists, I said, look, I'm starting this thing. Who would like to come in as beta testers? It's going to be a bit empty and a bit quiet, but I really need you guys to come and join in. And we got, as I say, 30, I think it was 30 or 40 people who came and joined us for that first month, testing it, breaking things, helping me improve it. And I can't thank them enough now that I look back. You all know who you are. And I hope that you've found the journey as fulfilling as I have over the last 5 years. I really appreciate you so much. And so later on in 2016, I started to have a look at the numbers and the members that we had joining us. It was still quite small back then, but I could see the potential for it. And so I decided then to finally quit full-time teaching in schools, which I did at the end of 2016 in order to go full-time into running the membership, which I did from the start of 2017. I still taught at home privately, but it gave me freed up all my daytime. And I was working incredibly hard, as you can imagine, with the podcast, between the podcast, the blog, the running a membership and teaching full-time and after school. I was really drained towards the end of 2016. So to give myself that challenge of, all right, well, I've got a great job. I was head of keyboard at Xavier College here in Melbourne, but I'm going to say goodbye to that and I'm going to see if I can make something of this business. And the reason I finally decided that was because I thought I will always regret not trying if I don't do this now. And this is the only opportunity I have. I could always be a teacher, but I don't know if I'll ever get a chance to do this again. And I'm delighted that I made that choice now, obviously, because having the time allowed me to work much more on the business and build it up more. And we can enjoy that now, the hard work today. So what does Top Music Pro look like today for those of you who aren't in it? And what does it do? Well, we are all about helping you build a more innovative, fun, and profitable music teaching business. And we do that through in-depth courses. There's over 35 of those now. Teaching frameworks, that are all designed by not just me, but basically the world's most creative music teachers. We have faculty and course creators, including Forrest Kinney and Andrea Val and Leela Viss and Bradley Sowash, and just an incredible range of fabulous teachers from around the world. And they're just here to guide you to enjoy a fulfilling and really stress-free teaching studio. That's what we're all about. Because, you know, there are some really fundamental challenges of independent music teaching. We're all connected, and we can Zoom with each other, and we can teach online and all that kind of stuff. But ultimately, there are some limitations that come up, particularly when you first start. And I look back to those times when I was just beginning and I was trying to grab every student that I could, and all teaching all ages and all levels. And I mean, it was really embarrassing sometime. I remember taking on a jazz student rang me, and I thought, oh yeah, well, I did 3 years of jazz when I was 14. I could probably teach jazz. And I went to this person's house and realized I was just completely out of my depth. I had no idea how to approach this style of teaching. There was nothing obvious out there that I could help with. I tried to do a bit of the teaching that my teacher gave me, but it really didn't work. And I realized, no, that's not really my thing. I remember another student I took on, he was a early university student. So he wasn't actually that much younger than me at the time, really, maybe 10 years younger. And I sat down and said, oh, well, what would you like to play? This is the first lesson. I was still going to people's houses at this stage. And he played the Schubert G-flat major impromptu, which is a stunning piece of music. And I can now play it and I love it. But at the time, I'd never actually heard it. This is how much of a newbie I was. And I just kind of sat there awestruck, like it's a stunning piece of music, and I had no idea how to play it or what to do with this person. So it was kind of embarrassing. But, you know, these are the things you learn when you are taking a bit of a trial and error approach to music learning. And that's something that I want to help teachers not have to go through. It was kind of confronting in some ways, because you have to be quite honest with people. Well, you either fumble your way through and try to make up what you're doing, which I also tried from time to time, or you just be honest and say, look, I don't think I'm the right teacher for you, probably because you're too good for me. You need a better teacher. I'm not very good. And I don't want teachers to have to go through that. So one of the parts of Top Music Pro that we really help people do is try and work out, obviously give them the skills they need to be a confident, competent, creative teacher, but to also start to refine what kind of teaching they want to do. Do they want to keep traveling to students' houses, or would they like to teach in their studio at home? What kind of length lessons do they want to teach? What ages are they most suited to? What really gives them excitement and passion? Is it the 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old students? Is it even younger than that? Is it older, senior students? Is it adults? Is it teenagers? Is it transfer students? Is it exam students? Is it classical students? Is it pop students? All this. These are the kinds of things that we really help teachers work out, because once you can work out exactly the kind of teaching you want to do, then your branding and your website and the marketing that you do and the way you put yourself out into the world can start to align with what you want to do and where you feel your passion the most. And so when you can get alignment between where your passion is in teaching and the kind of students you get in your studio, then you've got an absolute dream approach, and you will really feel fantastic about the kind of teaching you're doing. So for me, many of you will actually be able to guess this, but my real passion and my strongest kind of teaching is with transfer students, particularly young teenagers who have had a few years of lessons and kind of been burnt out by exam teaching or just old school teaching of very few pieces a year and nothing creative. I just love taking on that age student and just going and making their lessons what they should have been for the last however many years. That's my bread and butter. I don't particularly like teaching students who want to go exam, exam, exam. Although I do include exams in the way I do teach for some students, And I obviously want to work with students who love getting creative and composing and playing pop music and all that kind of fun stuff. So, but that's just me. That's not necessarily going to be the same for you. But whatever it is that you do, that's how you want to sell yourself to the world. And it's interesting that the more you do sell yourself in the way that you want, the more people will find you for those things. And I still get requests weekly asking me to teach various children because of the way people have seen me teach online and the information that I've put out there. So it really does help. Other problems, teaching hours, of course, with most of our teaching being done between 3 to 7 p.m. on weeknights and on weekends, it really does have an impact on your ability to spend time with your own family and friends and socialize and all of those kinds of things. So trying to help teachers work out if there's a better approach to the number of hours they teach, when they teach. Could they actually teach online? Could they teach people in different time zones? We've got much more open to that now, post-pandemic and post-online teaching. We have a lot of information about teaching wages as well and not charging enough, which is a really big problem that many teachers face. And, of course, it's dictated by location and competition and all sorts of things. But one of the other great benefits of differentiating yourself as a particular teacher of X, Y, or Z rather than I teach everyone is that you can start to charge more because you're becoming a specialist in a particular area and people will seek you out for that. So that's something else we can help teachers do in Top Music Pro. And of course, business training. No one receives any business training. Even in universities, if you go and study piano performance or music performance, your business skills, the coverage of business skills will be tiny compared to everything else you do. And it's so important. And I really baffles me that universities still don't do a better job of this on the whole. I mean, some of them do, but it's pretty rare. So we really focus Top Music Pro resources on two areas. One is pedagogy, so helping you become a more flexible, modern, innovative, creative teacher, and business, helping you run a better business, charge what you're worth, get your marketing happening, bring in more students, have a waiting list if you want to, or hire some more teachers to help you with your waiting list. I mean, there's so many options. And the other thing too, of course, that I found once I stopped teaching in schools is that it's a very isolated business. When I taught in schools, of course, you're with other teachers all the time and it's quite a collegiate atmosphere. But as soon as you become an independent solo teacher, even though you're seeing lots of people during the day, you're seeing parents and students, you might be teaching groups of students, there isn't the connection with other teachers that you might feel in an institution of some sort or a school or college. And being able to provide that through Top Music Pro membership is a real bonus for teachers because you finally have that sense of connection. You can finally realize that the kind of troubles that you're having, the struggles you're having are ones that everyone's having. And you can ask questions and you can feel really supported, particularly when times get tough, when student numbers go the wrong way, or when you just start feeling a little bit burnt out, we can be there for you. And one other really big feeling that a lot of teachers have when they join us is that feeling that they're an imposter, that they haven't been to university, they haven't studied music, they may have started teaching at a really young age and they kind of fell into it. And for so many teachers, that sense of being an imposter is really strong and pervasive and quite negative too. And so we really want to help teachers realize that the experience that they've had when they've been younger and the training they may have had or not had isn't a dictator of their future and the kind of teacher that they are. And getting validation, I think, too, is really important. And we've had many, many comments come back to us about, you know, I already taught, you know, some of these kind of creative styles or pop styles, but I never knew it was okay. And so just being able to realize, well, this is okay, this is a good way to teach and there's pedagogical background to this and there's meaning and it's an important way to teach. I needed to hear that from somebody and I also needed the systems to teach it. So another thing that we hear from teachers coming in is that they'll be taking our courses and realizing I can actually play like this. I play lead sheets myself. I play them for my church or my worship or whatever it is. But I've never had a system for actually teaching this to my students, which means I've never really done it. And so that's the other thing we're able to give you in Top Music Pro is systems and frameworks that help you teach. So we've got now over 35 courses, as I mentioned there, you know, everything from the blues to teaching lead sheets and pop music, obviously, over to the business side of marketing, automating systems, hiring teachers, Facebook advertising. I mean, you name it, we've got it. And we also are just delighted by the feedback we've got about our Top Music Sheets. This is our free monthly sheet music pack that all our members get right down to our light tier. So our light tier is our entry-level tier. It's $10 a month. You get access to a number of our discounts. You get our forums so you can ask any questions you want. And you also get access to our free monthly sheet music. If that's not worth $10 a month, I'm not sure what is, because we've had composers like Christopher Goldston. We've got coming up later this year, we've got Winann Rossi and Kevin Olsen, Melody Boba. Like, we have just such a wealth of incredible composers who we're featuring in these collections. And they're all studio licensed, and you get a pack of 8 to 10 every single month. Like, it's an absolute no-brainer from me. And the feedback we've been getting has been so great, because these packs of music contain all different levels, right from early beginner to intermediate, later intermediates, about the most advanced we've got. Although Bradley Sowash threw in to one of our, we had a collection at the end of last year, 2020, and he put in a bit of a tough one there, because I play through them and demonstrate them, as you may have seen on social media, and that was a bit of a tough one. We also offer discounts. We really want teachers to save money. It can be quite expensive when you start adding software in to help you with the admin side of your business. So helping you have discounts on a number of these amazing software tools and practice tools like Tanara, like My Music Staff, is really important, but also things like Sheet Music. So you can get 20% off all your Music Notes downloads for every single download. And in fact, you can add that to the Music Notes Pro. They have their own sort of pro teacher plan, which is 10% off, and you can bundle the two together and get 30% off every single purchase on Music Notes. It's incredible. 10% off Sheet Music Plus. We've got a number of courses offered. We have even website development. My web developers are offering great deals for teachers through there, and just a whole lot of incredible resources to save you money, because that's what we really want to do. And we also have a great relationship with Tonebase. Now, if you're not, you haven't checked out Tonebase, then go and check it out. Just have a look online, tonebase.co. This is, if you like masterclasses and watching and learning about more advanced repertoire, then this is an incredible site. They have interviews with some of the world's most experienced teachers. They're the kind of people you'll see at masterclasses where they're sitting next to this kid who's playing some incredible piece of music, and they've got no music in front of them, and they can just do it. They can just play the whole thing. You know, those kind of teachers, it's really annoying. But those teachers are the ones being interviewed and teaching you music. Garrick Olsen's one that I've just enjoyed learning, one of the Chopin Scherzi. And he takes you through this incredible class on how to play the whole thing, start to finish, all the bits you need to look out for. And Leonard Bernstein's in there. Like, it's an incredible lineup of people. And you get full access to that as a Top Music Pro member on our studio plan, full access to Tonebase. It's an incredible deal. The feedback we've been getting from teachers has been amazing, because it's allowed them to focus on themselves and to get back to their own practice. And that is such a critical thing to do when you're so busy and focused on teaching other students. You just move further and further away from your own practice and that passion which brought you to want to teach in the first place, which is just sitting down and playing. So having that tone-based access is a massive advantage for all our members. And then we've got things like our repertoire detective to help you choose great music. And that's like a crowdsource thing. So anyone can add to our repertoire detective collections. We've got the course compass to help guide you into which course you should take. Oh, there's just so many great things. We've got an app and it's all there for you. And I would love, if you aren't already a member, to come and check it out. I'll give you the details about that offer in just a moment.
Tim, happy birthday, my friend. You're an incredible man and a great friend. I just want to say thank you so much for all the amazing effort that you've put in. This 5 years is incredible. You've helped tens of thousands of people and tens of thousands of students through those people that will never even meet you. But I just want to thank you for all the crazy hard work behind the scenes that you do that no one gets to see. It's a privilege to know you and have you as a friend. And I know from behind the scenes that you just really care about people and you care about making an impact and making people's lives less stressful and bringing more joy through music to kids all over the world. So here's to you, my friend. Cheers. Happy birthday. 5 years. Look forward to the next five and what you're going to achieve.
Hey, Lila Viss here in snowy Colorado. Happy birthday, Top Music Pro, and congratulations, Tim, on 5 years of an incredible site. And here's to another five. Take care.
So how would being a Top Music Pro member make you change? And we've learned a lot about this over the last 5 years, but here are just a few of the things. It's going to make you more confident in everything you do because you'll have that support, you'll have the training to back you up, and you'll have the community to ask questions of and get feedback on what you're doing. You're going to get validation that your teaching methods are already great and we can help you make them even greater. Your eyes are going to be open to the possibilities of what a flexible, innovative and creative teaching approach can look like and give you the steps to take to start implementing some of those things in your studio. You're going to be able to attract more students, you're going to be able to retain students better, and you're going to be able to start charging more. You're going to set up a website, we've got a full course on that, and get yourself set up on social channels if you'd like to do that so that you can be found more easily. You're going to have better admin systems so you have more time to do what you want to do rather than do your paperwork. If you're still creating invoices and manually billing people, you are wasting time. You must stop that. Even though, yes, software does cost a little bit of money, the amount of time you save easily makes up for it, well and truly makes up for it. I've done all the calculations you could possibly do. The opportunity cost is much greater by doing all this yourself manually than paying for a little bit of software to do it for you automatically. Just sit back, relax, let all that stuff happen and focus on what you want to do, whether that's more teaching, whether that's less teaching, whatever you want to do. Maybe that's getting on Tonebase and practicing more. You're going to also enjoy more flexibility in your schedule because you'll be able to bring more students in on autopilot and teach them potentially at different times of the day with some of the skills that we give you and the opportunities we give you through the online teaching resources that we have here. Now, there's a couple of things that I do hear from people when they're considering joining or sometimes when they leave us. And it's funny because one of the ones that we hear is that there's too much stuff. And I kind of liken this a little bit to a supermarket. And I don't know about you, but I've never walked into a supermarket and gone, oh my goodness, there's too much stuff here. What do I do? I don't know where to start. Now I'm being a little bit silly, but you know, the same thing. Actually, you could say the same thing about Netflix. I mean, no one grabs a Netflix subscription and then complains that there's too much stuff there, right? What it's about is making sure that you realize that the full breadth of the membership is available to you. All the lesson plans and teaching videos and resources and frameworks and courses and everything is there. But what you need to do is work out what you're actually needing to focus on first. And so that's why we have some of our frameworks and roadmaps to try and guide you through step by step what you need to work on first. But coming in and trying to do everything, of course, will never work. It's like trying to fill your basket at the shopping trolley with everything off all the shelves. Of course, you wouldn't do that. You go, okay, well, I've got this student who really loves playing the blues, but I want to know more about it. So I'm just going to go and take the blues course. Or my marketing is really struggling and I want to try and do some advertising online. So let's go to the Facebook aisle. Or I really just want to be able to teach with no books. off the page. So you'll go to the notebook beginners course if you want to do that with beginners. We might go to the four chord composing course, whatever it is. You go to that aisle in the supermarket that is Top Music Pro membership. And so that's what I would say, just if you're coming in and you think, oh my goodness, there's so much stuff here, just think about it in that same way. It's not about trying to do everything. It's about trying to do one thing really well and then the next thing really well and then build up over time. Another thing that can get in the way of really making value out of any online program that you buy or course is time, of course. And time's one of those funny things because we all know that we're all busy. We all have to manage our time well. But just think about what you prioritize and what you do give time to, because if something is important, you will always give time to it. And it's a matter of working out how important something is for you as to whether you'll be able to find the time to do it. And so just, yeah, consider that in light of any online course that you take and things, because it's very easy to sign up for something and then not really do it. So you do have, there is a bit of a commitment there. You have to commit the time and you have to, and the only way that that will happen is if you prioritize it and put value on it, I guess. So that's a really important mind shift when it comes to this kind of self-paced online learning that's becoming more and more common at the moment. And finally, yes, there is an investment that you have to make when you do anything that's going to upskill yourself, any kind of professional development. And Top Music Pro is a professional development community with all these courses and support that we give you, and there is an investment involved. So you need to try and look at it as an investment if you haven't looked at it this way before, rather than a cost that's coming out of your pocket. It's a business investment that's going to help you grow, help you find more time, help you get more creative, help you enjoy things more, rather than, oh, it's an expense I need to try and write off. And so we've had many members be able to get the cost of their membership back through using our discounts, through committing themselves to running something like a one-off workshop on a weekend using some of the materials. So I've done recorded a podcast about that with Amy some time ago, and she set up a weekend workshop just for a couple of hours on a weekend using the four chord composing and concepts, and she was able to get $1,000 in her door just for that. You can also increase your student rates with a levy, an admin levy of some sort. If you've got a studio of 30 students and you've paid for a membership that's $300, just charge those students maybe $10 extra next year to cover your own professional development, to cover your own skill upskilling and support that you need to give them the most incredible lessons. There's lots of ways to look at how you can cover the investment that you're making in something like this. Now, lastly, I just want to go into what the future holds for Top Music Pro. We are really excited at the moment. We're working incredibly hard on a new theme and a new app to go with it. So those of you who have been members for some time can look forward to that. And people coming in new, you're going to be blown away by this. Better search, better organization, new look, upgraded look, not completely different. And the new app has so many more features. I just can't wait to get that in your hands. We've been working really hard on that. And we've really been working as well in 2021 on how we can help teachers take action and offer more accountability for guiding you through what we've already got, rather than just giving you course after course after course after course, while adding more aisles to our supermarket, to go back to that analogy, is still going to be valuable and we're still doing it, rather than focus so much on new courses all the time. What we're really trying to do is give you smaller, shorter wins. So releasing more quick wins, more of our creativity kickstarters. There are one to two page creativity activities, workshops, which are our 45-minute workshops, and some courses, but really looking into, could we run some accountability pods or buddies or study groups and things like that. So more of that to come this year as we continue to develop things. We also, I'm very, very excited, the amazing Jenna Williamson, you may have heard about her or seen her online. She's joining us to start building our library of intermediate classical repertoire teaching support and help and guides. This has been something that a number of teachers have been asking us for. And we've been trying to find the right person to help us with this. So Jenna is going to be creating videos each month, multiple videos each month with downloads to help you teach the most common pieces of classical repertoire. And she is absolutely phenomenal. I can't wait to be able to tell you all more about that. We'll be doing a webinar about it quite soon, actually. And continuing to expand our discounts, I've got a few more on the horizon for some more software, some more sheet music, because there's one big sheet music distributor we haven't got to deal with, and I'm working on that right now so that we can save you more money. And that's just the start.
Hi there, Top Music Pro members, and happy birthday to us. I'm afraid I can't be with you at this time because it's about midnight or 1 a.m. or something my time, but I wanted to share with you a little composition from my dear and late friend, Forrest Kinney, who wrote these happy birthday variations. He's written, it's like three volumes of them. It's about 80 or 90 of these. They're amazing. Anyway, I've just chosen one. It happens to be the first one in the book as well. And I thought it'd be a nice thing to do to celebrate today, even though I can't be with you. So here's A New Age. Thanks so much for being part of the community and have a great rest of the party. I hope it's all gone well. See you soon.
So if you've been on the fence for a little while about joining Top Music Pro, then there's actually never been a better time because right now for my fifth birthday, we're going to be running a 3-day flash sale. That's starting today, which is the 12th of March, 2021, where you can join us for just $250 at the annual rate for our studio plan. Now, if you divide that by 12, that's just $20 a month. The regular price of this plan, our studio plan, is $39 a month. So this is basically a half price deal. Now, we've only ever offered this rate once before, and that was in August 2018 for 5 days. And I can tell you, the people that took up that offer, they are sticking around because this is a crazy deal, right? So this is an ongoing rate for full access to everything, all our courses, all our discounts, it's all in there, and you can get involved for just $250 a year. Now, just to sweeten the deal a little bit more, I'm going to throw in three bonuses. So bonus one is that you're going to get to $150 off your membership fee. Bonus two is that for any new members, I'm going to give you a 15-minute one-on-one call with me to get unstuck, to get some new, to set some goals, to help you work out where the best place to start inside your membership is, whatever it is you would like help with. If you want me to hear you play or see you teach something or you've got questions, whatever it is, you've got 15 minutes one-on-one with me to ask those questions as part of this. And we're also going to be giving you a 3-pack of Top Music Sheets back issues. Now, just to be clear, our Top Music Sheets are only available to members for the month when they are released. So when you join the membership, you can see the following months, whatever's coming out, and you have access to the current month only. So back issues are not normally available. We're going to give you a three pack of back issues for Top Music Sheets. So that's up to 25, 30 pieces of studio licensed music that you can use with your students of a whole lot of different levels, like crazy good deal. So where do you go and what happens? So you need to go over to topmusicpro.com and click on the studio plan. Now, above the plans, the three plans, there's a little toggle between monthly and annual. You need to flick it over to annual and then click join now on studio. It'll say that the full price is $399. Don't worry about that because when you put your coupon code in, which I'm about to give you, it will change to $250 a year. And that's going to stay the same for as long as you stay in the membership. So the coupon code you need is birthday hugs. Birthday hugs. One word, birthday hugs. Write that in the coupon code box and the price will change and you will get access to that. Once we see your membership come through, we'll organize the one-on-one and the Top Music Sheet packs for you. Now, this discount is available to current monthly members only. So if you are a monthly member and you'd like to upgrade to this annual plan, then you are able to do that as well using the same code. And if you've got any questions at all, just shoot us a message over at support@topmusic.co, or you can use the little chat bubble in the bottom right-hand corner of any of the membership sign-up screens. I can't wait to welcome you into this incredible community that we've built over the last 5 years. There's about 1,000 teachers in there now and growing, and looking forward to adding you and supporting you on this incredible journey that you have undertaken to support the musicality of your students. What an amazing job we have, and how much fun we will help you make it as you're able to go through some of these courses and resources. Can't wait to meet you in there anyway. That's it for today. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode, and we look forward to seeing you inside Top Music Pro. Until next time, I'm Tim Topham, and you've been listening to the Topcast from topmusic.co. Have a great week. Stay safe, and I'll speak to you soon. For more information about this episode and to find out how to enhance your own teaching, visit topmusic.co. You'll find everything you need for your studio, from lesson plans to cheat sheets, quick win teaching ideas, and guides on how to build your teaching business. Plus, you'll be connected to a global community of the world's top music teachers. And when you're ready, join hundreds of other teachers around the world by becoming a Top Music Pro member and get access to all our bonus content and flagship courses. And don't forget to follow topmusic.co on social media and subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to it. That's all for today. We'll see you in the studio.